Our next speaker is Paula Oransky, Business Development Manager, CAE Mining. In her presentation, Improving Mine Productivity Through Advancements in Mobile Equipment Simulator Technology, she will explain how advancements in equipment simulation technology and training are enabling mine operators to train new operators in realistic conditions without negatively impacting production. Please welcome Paula.
Now, I realize we've had a lot of presentations on sleep and what our sleep cycles are, and I realize we're in that afternoon lull. But if everyone can humor me and perhaps get out of that natural sleep cycle and get into your awake mode, that would be much appreciated. Okay, let's continue on with our discussion on workforce training and what that means and how we can improve upon some of those things. For my presentation, we'll talk a little bit about the methods of training, some of the different ways that we train individuals as mining companies. We'll go into the results of what some of those methods will do for us, and then maybe some recommendations on how we might want to change that, how we might want to improve what we do for training, particularly with mobile equipment operators. And then we'll get into some questions and answers. There's really three ways that we identify on how we train operators. The first way we'll call the old way, for lack of a better term. Typically, we have the buddy seat approach, right? We have the experienced guy standing right behind the new guy, and that's how we train. How do we determine in this method of training whether the new guy is doing a good job? If we got a new guy in a haul truck, how do we know that he's doing a good job with this method of training? Early on in my career as a mining engineer at a large limestone open pit mine in central Georgia, the way that I identified whether a new truck driver was doing a good job is by how many tons he put to the crusher every day, right? That was the only criteria I had. Did he meet my production goals for the day? I didn't evaluate whether he was riding the brakes, whether he was breaking the equipment, whether he was doing some other things that might have been unsafe, right? As long as he was making those production goals, that's how I evaluated whether that person was doing a good job or not. If you think about it in the old way, the way we evaluate whether someone's doing a good job is the supervisor stands up there and says, yeah, you know what, Bob's doing a good job. He doesn't appear to be wrecking anything. He appears to be doing a good job. He gets loads to the crusher. He's getting more loads than anybody else. Of course, he's doing a good job. And that's the way we evaluate people in the old way. You can see this might have some limitations when it comes to KPIs, when it comes to evaluating performance effectively. In the old way, we have our new operators practice on the job. If it starts snowing, we say, all right, well, Bob's the new guy, so let's get him out there. It's snowing. Let's have him run down this ramp. It'll be the first time he's done it, and let's put him in the actual truck and have him do it. Right? This can have some negative safety impacts. If we're training a new person in the old way, and we're putting them on a live piece of equipment, and we're having them use that live piece of equipment for training, our fleet is impacted, right? We have that truck taken out of our fleet. We have a negative impact on our production because we're using that piece of equipment for training. So that's the old way. Let's talk about the results that we get from the old way. We probably have some high operator turnover. Recently visited a mine site in Colorado where they've told me that, you know, we hire 50 operators on an annual basis, and half of them leave before the year's over because the first time it snows, the first time it rains, the first time they have to operate at night, they get scared. Things are different. It's not like operating in the daytime in perfect weather conditions. So we have some operator turnover doing this old way. We might not know that these operators aren't right for our operation until we have those adverse weather conditions. In the old way, we probably have some near misses and safety instances. That kind of goes without saying. If we're having new operators that are being trained by the old guy and the only method of evaluation we have is the old guy or the superintendent saying, yeah, I think he's doing all right, we probably have some safety instances that are occurring with them. Lower production. The new operator, he's probably safe. The guy that's more experienced has probably trained him as well as he can, being a operator and not being a trainer. but he's probably just ready to operate. He's probably not ready to operate productively. He's probably not ready to really positively impact our production results. So we've done the old way. We've done it for many years, and at some point someone decided, you know what, there's probably a better way to do this. Probably the old way, the way we're doing it, there's probably some improvements we can make upon this. So now we have the improved method. In the improved method, technology has come up, so we probably have some simulation tools that we use. Whether they're high-fidelity simulation tools, whether they're low-fidelity simulation tools, whether there's something in between, we probably have some simulation tools that we use in this improved method. We probably have some e-learning that we go through. We probably have a classroom environment that we send our operators through first before we put them on a piece of equipment. We might even have some dedicated equipment trainers. We might have a whole department that is set aside just for the purpose of training individuals. These people might be old operators. They might be strictly training people. They might be educators. Right? But we probably have a department set aside for that. This gives us some better results for sure. Instead of just having the old way, we have some different results and some improved results based on this improved method of training operators. The first thing that we have is we actually have operators now. We might have some measurable results. We have a program in place. We know that someone has gone through, if we have a two-week program, we know they've gone through a two-week program. We know they've covered certain pieces of material. Using the old way, we're not really sure if everyone's getting the same method of training, are we? It all depends on what that experienced operator is doing that day with that operator. It depends on whether we have two experienced operators training somebody. It really depends on a lot of different factors using the old way. Using our improved method, we have something standardized. We have a method for someone to go through. We understand that everyone's getting roughly the same basic training. We have operators at this point that we can say are ready to operate solo. They've gone through a training. Everyone's received the same training. Everyone's passed perhaps a simulation test. Everyone's passed an e-learning test. They're ready to operate solo. Right? This is much improved upon the old way. Would everyone agree? Moving on from that improved method of training, there's really a better way that we want to look at. A better way of training our operators to start bringing value to our operations. Not just having them ready to operate solo, but having them ready to operate and bring value to our operation. And that's really called an engineered training solution. With an engineered training solution, we have all those things we talked about with the improved program. We also have some additional items that I want to talk about. One is an onboarding program. We probably have a program in the engineered training solution that's strictly for individuals new to the mining industry, new to our mine. It onboards them. It goes through a standardized training for those individuals. We probably also have, in addition to the onboarding program, a continuous improvement program. So just because someone has been a truck driver, been a shovel operator, just because they've been on that P&H for 15 years, doesn't necessarily mean that they're doing everything correct. There probably is some continuous improvement activities and some continuous improvement education that we could offer to those individuals that have been operating for a number of years. There's probably a program that we can put in place to make sure they're doing things the correct way. KPIs. Technology in the mining industry borrows from a lot of different industries. And one of the things that the mining industry has is fleet management. Right? We have this data that's collected. And oftentimes, we have a lot of data that's collected and we don't do a lot with it, right? We have tons of data. Why not use that data? Why not use that data to create KPIs? With an engineered training solution, we can really take the data that we're gathering from software like fleet management. And we can see, hey, operator number one is riding the brakes every time they go down the main ramp. Every single time he's riding the brakes, it's costing me money on maintenance. We can create a KPI strictly for that operator that's customized for that operator based on what our fleet management is telling us that operator is doing. We probably have operators, not every operator is riding their brakes. Every operator is going to have a different situation and a different challenge that they need to overcome. We can create KPIs using that data in an engineer training solution to address all those needs and make it very customized. We can make this competency-based. I kind of touched on it a little bit. But we can make it competency-based. We can create baselines for operators using the data we have. We can say, hey, it's normal that a new operator is going to be at this baseline. After 5 years, we expect them to be at a following baseline. And after 10 years, they might be at another baseline. So creating it into a continuous improvement program, we can create competency-based training using an engineered training solution. I already talked about fleet management data. I should have put that up a little higher. Okay, the results for engineered training solution. We have productive operators now. Not only has everyone gone through a standardized training course, but they've gone through a course that teaches legitimate skills for their operation. We have something that's customized for the operation. We have safe operators. They've all gone through the same training course, and they've all identified baselines that they need to operate upon and need to improve upon. Our friends at Vista have published a paper about productivity gains and what that looks like in an engineered training solution and what productivity can do for you if you use an engineered training solution. A 3.5% increase in productivity. If we put that just in dollar terms, at a 200,000 ton per day operation, which might be the size of a large North American mine, open pit mining operation, a 3.5% increase in productivity is more than 7,000 tons a day moved. It's more than 2 million tons per year of material moved in addition to what we're already doing. That's a positive dollar impact to our bottom line. Often when we think of training, I bring this up because often when we think of training, we think of something that we have to do, right? We all need a safety program at our operations. It's something we have to do. Really, it yields some very positive benefits on the bottom line. It has some very positive benefits for our operations and for shareholders. I talked about baselines and setting KPIs. Here's one example of what we might do to make an operator productive, not just making them ready to operate, but making them ready to operate productively. Using the old method, we might achieve a fill factor of 50%. Using the improved method, because we're measuring things and because everyone's going through that standardized course, we're going to get a fill factor increased up to 75%. And as you can see, when we go to the engineered solution, we're probably going to say that we get a fill factor of 99% because we're measuring increases in productivity. We're measuring where people are going. Same thing with cycle times. Using an old method, we've seen examples of 150 seconds for a truck cycle time. Going to our engineered solution, we can see we cut that almost in half, go down to 80 seconds. That's because we're going through that standardized process and we're customizing what we're teaching our students. So we have a place where we want the students to go. We customize our solution based on what we're seeing that student do in the field, based on what we're getting from our fleet management data. By customizing that, having a standardized training program, doing continuous improvement activities, we can really make a definite impact in our production, in our operation. Let's talk about safe operators. Using an engineered training solution, we found a 50% decrease in safety incidences. Now that sounds nice for our safety data that we want to send off to our corporate office. That sounds nice for our operations. That sounds nice from a PR standpoint. Let's talk about what that means in dollar figures, though. If a haul truck costs $5.2 million and we're eliminating one safety instance a year, we can see how that can add up to our bottom line. Okay, very simple example, but it illustrates what safety means for our bottom line. I'm happy to answer questions now or at any point later on in the day or any point tomorrow.
Do we have any questions for Paul? Okay, thank you.
Thank you.